All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony, and I don't even know what episode this is. I do know it's season two, so it should be season two, episode two. So S2, E2, that's what we're going to go with. And I'm really excited. I feel like I say I'm excited about every podcast, which I am. You should be excited about every piece of art that you do. But I am excited about this podcast because it's where me and my guests, I'm the host. We're going to talk about some stuff that I can't talk today, guys. I'm so sorry. We're going to talk about some stuff in the industry that we don't really talk about. And if we do talk about it, we don't talk about it out loud. And I think it's fair that this kind of podcast is out in the environment, in the industry, because it's important for people to hear that certain things go down and people experience similar things, and it happens quite often than not. And it's not okay, but if it has happened to you, understand that you are not by yourself. You're not alone. You're not one of one. You know, you're one of hundreds, one of thousands. And know that there's support out there and people that have had the same experiences, and you can reach out and get the help you need. And if you didn't get the help you need, please find me, my contact, somewhere. You could find it. If you found this podcast, you could find my contact. And if I can't personally help you because of location, time, distance, whatever the situation is, I will find somebody that is suitable in your area to help you get the kind of support you need. All right, so today I want to talk about some of the experiences that models have with photographers. And this is not to say or badmouth photographers in a whole. I do not want people thinking that the modeling industry is full of, you know, people that we work with, i.e. photographers, and they're all negative, they're all, you know, perverted, they're all inappropriate. That is not the case. I have worked with some photographers that have been nothing shy of phenomenal. They've been extremely professional. They've been very supportive in what I'm doing and to make me comfortable in the shoot. I've worked with a variety of photographers. But I've also worked with photographers that have been that perverted stigma that we hear about. They can put you in uncomfortable situations that we don't talk about. And sometimes they can even do more than put you in an uncomfortable situation. And that is the unfortunate part about the industry. You know, when you go into the industry 9 times out of 10 as a model, you're entering the industry very young. And you don't really know what's right or what's wrong. You know, you're just trying to figure out as you go. Like everything in life, you're trying to figure out as you go. But the only difference about the modeling industry is that usually you're going at it by yourself. You don't have somebody. It's not like a class. It's not like school. It's not like college, you know, where you have a bunch of people going through the exact same thing, you know, with you at the exact same time. A lot of the experiences you experience as a model happens by your lonesome. And so, you know, I wanted to talk about that. I have a guest here. She is wanting to remain anonymous, and I want to respect that because some of the things that we share on this podcast, we don't want it to be connected back to us if we are trying to be a full-time model. We are trying to put our name in the industry. You don't want things out there that might, quote-unquote, you know, put you on the blacklist or blackball you or whatever the case may be, which I think is bullshit to begin with. And not to say that what you're doing is bullshit. I just, you know, we should be able to speak out loud about our experiences and not be afraid that our truth is going to hinder our success. That's not fair to us, but that is the industry we live in. So let me just go ahead and dive one into it. In the modeling industry, a lot of the photographers that take over the industry, the photography world, are male photographers. And there are quite a few male photographers out there who do take advantage of younger women, who do take advantage of women, younger or old. It's the fact that we are new at times in the industry, and you don't know if shooting nude is wrong or right. You know, I remember specifically watching an episode of America's Next Top Model, and you know, they had a shoot where they had to get completely nude or naked. And I don't think they were showing any of their body parts. I think it might have been an implied nude shoot. But one of the models, I was specifically remembering her not wanting to get naked because she didn't feel comfortable with that. She didn't understand why that was a part of the industry. And Tyra was kind of expressing to her that, hey, this is kind of what we do. And I just want to go ahead and put it out there that shooting nude is okay. If you want to shoot nude and you are comfortable shooting nude, please, you know, be comfortable with your body, be comfortable with your sexuality. Do that. Nudity is beautiful. You know, nude photography can be art, but only if you're comfortable doing it. You should not be forced to do it. You should not be coerced into doing it. If you have an inkling of like, I don't think that this is right, then don't do it. You know, you do not have to shoot nude to be successful in the modeling industry. That is a rumor. That is a stigma. That is not true. You do not have to do it. I myself have shot nude. And some of my nude experiences were okay, and they were just okay. They weren't super comfortable. They weren't like, this is an amazing experience. I'm gonna be real and just say that, like, I wasn't 100% comfortable doing it, but I thought that I needed to do that because I thought that that's what the industry was. I remember maybe one of my very first topless shoots I shot in Daytona Beach, Florida with a photographer. And we shot topless. I had my makeup done. And when I looked at the photos, I looked at them and I had a feeling of, this is beautiful, but at the same time, this man shouldn't have this. This person shouldn't have this. If I have something like this out there, it should be to somebody that I care about, somebody I trust. I wasn't fully comfortable with somebody that I had just met having these type of photos of me, and it didn't, like, you know, sit with me until I really sat back and realized this man has topless photos of me. Now, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if the photographer had been 100% professional, if we had had documentation that, you know, kind of protected myself from images being put out. But I was young and I didn't really know any of those, like, legal aspects of the industry, so I didn't. This photographer ended up posting my photos online, uncensored, and I had no idea that he had done that. And I only found out because later on I went on his page because it's a long story. This photographer had an interest in me, and that's a really frustrating part about the industry, is that because you are in a vulnerable position with these people, with being naked, being half-dressed, and you're in a space with a man, and at times men are going to be attracted to you. It's unfortunate, but that's, it's human nature, but at the same time, they should be held accountable for having to be responsible and respectful and professional. But this particular photographer that I'm speaking of had an interest in being with me, and I didn't find out until after we had shot topless. Had I known that ahead of time, I would not have shot with this photographer. But because after he had these photos of me, he expressed this interest, I declined his advances. Because I declined the advances, the communication between him and I was cut off. And now he had these photos of me that I was super scared was going to be put out. And lo and behold, they were put out. I did not reach out to this photographer because at that point, there was nothing I can do. I was extremely upset. I was really embarrassed. I was frustrated because I had no idea, like, what to do. Sure, you can message them and say, hey, can you take this down? You could say I'm uncomfortable, but you're probably not going to do that. And I didn't do that because maybe there's, like, a little bit of fear. A fear of whatever they may say, a fear of whatever they might tell the next photographer, a fear of what they may say about me to another model. It's just a concern. And it's an unfair concern because those are images of me and I have the right to feel uncomfortable and I have the right to express that I'm uncomfortable. I have the right to say, hey, this should be taken down. You have that right. Do not make people think that you don't have that right. At the end of the day, they're sure, depending on documentation, please read your, you know, model agreements, please read your release forms, because you want to understand where these photos are going and what rights you have. If there is no documentation, you should have the right to say, hey, you know what, I don't like this being up, I'm uncomfortable, can you please take it down? And then if they say no, you know, then that's something you're going to have to work through, work out. If you want to get something legal involved, definitely do so. But at the end of the day, remember that you have the right to speak up about things you are uncomfortable with. You do, you know, and I don't know what it is about, and I don't want to say women and make it a sexist thing, but I don't know what it is about us women sometimes where we're put in an uncomfortable situation and we don't always speak up. We don't always say how we feel, and we got to do better. Guys and gals, you know, we have to do better because you're a human. I wanted to also express a situation with the model that I know who was shooting with the photographer. And she was shooting nude with him. And while she was shooting nude, he asked if, per what I remember of the story, he asked if he could put oil on her. Sometimes photographers don't want the models to put oil on themselves for whatever bullshit reason, when at the end of the day, that reason is bullshit. You're able to put oil on yourself. You're able to lotion yourself, whatever. Maybe if you're in a certain pose and they want to hold that pose, they should ask permission to touch you. Please. Make sure they ask permission to touch you. Please let that be known, like, hey, I'm okay with shooting nude, but there are boundaries before you touch me. Please ask. So this particular photographer with this model asked if he can put oil on her. She agreed and said, yes, that's okay. And then the photographer went from rubbing oil on her body to sliding his fingers inside of her vagina. You know, what is it that makes us not stop when we see those red flags? Why did she not? And I don't know what it is sometimes in or for me, I don't know if I was in that situation, I don't know what it would have been in my brain to say, you know, this is not okay, but don't say anything. It's so complex. And I wish I could define it more than complex, but it's scary, it's frustrating, it's vulnerable. It puts you in a state of like almost like childlike. And it's really frustrating. But to make to go forward with the story, the model, per what I know, you know, stopped the photographer, but he pursued and tried to like be really aggressive about it. I don't 100% remember how the story ended, and I don't want to tell this girl's story without being valid. All I know 100% is that he went from being a photographer to putting his hands on her to trying to put his hands in places where his hands did not belong, and that is not okay. I know the model did take this situation into legal matters, and she did go to court. Unfortunately, the court didn't see it as a liable case, and she did not win the case. The case was dropped. And even situations like that make it so much harder for us to want to speak out and want to do the right thing, because you go and do the right thing and they're like, this isn't enough evidence to say that this happened, so we're going to go ahead and dismiss it. And that is not right. That is not okay. Models should be believed. Models should be listened to. Models should be understood, because a lot of times we're telling the truth. If we choose to come out and speak about this, a lot of times we're telling the truth. And my guest here, I'm so sure, has an experience that we have spoke about previously that I would rather you tell, about a similar situation where you were, you know, made uncomfortable by a photographer and you didn't speak up. And if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah. I guess I'll kind of start like the beginning. I've been modeling for about a year now. I definitely started in with the nude sexy shoots, thinking that that was the way that I got into the industry and that's how you get more followers and everything. Mm-hmm. Which, yes, it worked. But looking back now, yeah, I definitely wish that I hadn't done it that way.
Yeah.
'Cause now I have all of these photos everywhere.
Yeah.
But this particular story, I was kind of probably like 6 months into photography, and this person had reached out to me on Instagram. I looked at their page and I loved their photos because, like, I mean, his photography is beautiful. He mm-hmm. does a really good job. And I knew some of the models that he had shot with before, so I figured he's probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at a studio, and, like, we did some lingerie shoots because I was still doing that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, he was very inappropriate the whole time. He made a lot of inappropriate comments. He was one of those very touchy people.
Mm.
And, like, he didn't ask ever. And me, I grew up being used for sexual things. Don't worry if I get emotional, it's fine.
That's okay.
ever since I was a young girl, so it's always been very difficult for me to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for that. So I didn't say no, and we actually ended up having sex.
it's okay. Well, it's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay, but I really appreciate you being vulnerable and sharing.
Yeah. So now it's, I don't know, I guess I thought, like, at that point, it had already got that far that I wouldn't be able to stop it at this point, and if I did, I wouldn't get my photos, and he mm-hmm. could say shit about me,
mm-hmm.
And that would ruin everything that I had built up at that point.
Yeah.
And now I still sort of stay in touch with him on social media just to keep that safety and to keep mm-hmm. that net, which is awful.
Yeah.
Because when he messages me, I'm just like, no, I don't want that. But
mm-hmm.
So now there's just like, I just want, it's definitely hard to say no. It's very hard.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, and we, I don't know how much you know about me personally, but I think we share some of the similar aspects of just sexual experiences in which you never had the chance to say no. And it can be hard because you're going from this world, it's this upbringing, this habit of having sex and not really being in charge of that, not really being the initiator. You're kind of just accepting it, even if you don't want it. And then you get into the modeling world and that's taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really frustrating. And, you know, the idea of, oh, I'm going to continue talking to this person because it's a safety net. I don't want him saying this. I want my photos. It's always about the photos. Damn the photos.
Right. You can get so much better photos from people that are safe and,
yeah.
and not predators.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's frustrating. And I understand how hard it could be saying no. You know, what do you think you would have needed to be able to say no? Like, if you could go back to that moment when you started feeling those red flags, you know, what moment would that have been, and what would you have said?
I wish I would have had the gumption to listen to the red flags in the beginning when you first started making comments and making touches towards me.
If you don't mind, and if you remember, what are some of the comments?
Typical things, pretty much saying compliments about how like big my ass is or something, mm-hmm. or how sexy, like, hey, sexy, they'll call you baby, mm-hmm. and just little catcalling phrases, I suppose.
That's okay.
Yeah, I can't really remember specific comments,
that's
but it's
okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
I've had like compliments on my vagina before when I've done nude shoots, and it's just not okay, you know.
Yeah.
If you're trying to run a business, if you're trying to be professional and have this company, you have to treat your models professionally. We're not here to be your next hookup, you know. This is our job.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Sorry, and I think I might have interrupted when you were trying to decide what you would have told yourself in the moment of the red flags.
I would have told myself that, you know, you can find any photographer anywhere that will take your photo, and his photos were good, yes, but it was not worth it. It was not worth it at all because, mm-hmm. you know, even in the end, I still didn't get that many photos from mm-hmm. him, and, you know, it's just,
yeah,
you could have done better. You could have done better and not been in that situation.
No, there's so many good photographers out there, and you can see that. Like, you know, when you meet a photographer, maybe even before you set up a shoot, just say, hey, can we meet up and talk about, you know, some concepts? I'd love to meet you before I shoot with you. If a photographer has any problem with that, don't work with that person, because they should understand, if they're professional, that you want to be comfortable, that you want to have an idea of who you're working with, you know, and you want to be safe. You know, a lot of times we meet people online and we meet up with them in person for the first time to shoot. That's not how we should do it anymore, guys. Going forward, we really should protect ourselves. We should protect our safety. We should protect our bodies, our mind, you know, and we have the right to do that. So, you know, please don't feel ashamed or nervous or insecure to ask about meeting with somebody in person. And I know photographers sometimes have a stigma of, I don't like guests shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't like guests here with me mm-hmm. when you're shooting. What's your take on that?
I think that if a photographer tells you that you can't have somebody there with you, do not go to that photo shoot, because usually there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. You know, being that I've been in this industry for a while, I've spoken to a bunch of photographers about things like that. You know, why is it that you don't allow partners or a friend at a photo shoot? Some do, some don't. And for the ones that don't, there's one specifically I remember, he was like, well, you know, I was shooting, I had a shoot plan with the model, and she brought along her boyfriend, and usually I'm not like too stressed out about it. So I said, okay, I'll let him come. But he noticed that the model was seeking approval from her partner before she did anything. Like, are you okay with this pose? Are you okay with this outfit? And looking to her boyfriend for continuous approval throughout the shoot. Now, in my personal opinion, I understand how that can be frustrating. I think that photographers, if you're listening, and models, if you're listening, or when you listen, or hopefully when you're tuning in, you set those boundaries ahead of time. You know, if you're bringing your partner, to say, hey, you know, babe, my love, mi amor, mon chéri, I'm going to do this shoot. If you get uncomfortable, can you please save any of that until the end? Because you're here, I'm here, and I feel safe with you being here. So know that anything that I'm doing, I believe is okay. And so I don't want you interrupting the shoot, you know, for any reason, unless you feel like something's going wrong. You know, do your best to keep your thoughts and comments and opinions to yourself until after the shoot. And then we can hash that out, you know, together as a couple, one-on-one, because I want to take my job seriously and I don't want to be interrupted while I'm doing that. And so if you're going to bring your partner, I definitely think you should have that kind of conversation ahead of time. And, you know, like my guest here said, you know, talk to these photographers, and if they don't want you to bring a plus one, that could be a huge red flag. If a photographer seems like a great photographer and they have a great body of work, and you know people who have worked with them, and they're still apprehensive about you bringing someone, don't be afraid to ask why. You know, can you tell me why you don't want, you know, anybody else there? And if they have valid reasoning and you feel comfortable going forward, you know, please feel free. But if the reasoning doesn't sound right, then you might want to pass on that photographer.
Yeah, listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, even still, you can have them wait outside.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want them in the room, have somebody outside. Or tell them where you are. Give them an address, anything.
Yeah. Just something so people know where you are, who you're with. You know, have your partner come and meet the photographer. Mm-hmm. Now, oh, he doesn't want you to come in and stay? Okay. Well, photographer, this is my boyfriend or this is my girlfriend. You know, they're going to come pick me up after the shoot. So that way the photographer has it in their mind already that there is no funny business here. You know, no, you're not allowing my person in here, but they're here. They're still here to support me. So that's a really good way to, you know, kind of maneuver around that. It's interesting because a lot of the experience that models have with newer photographers, some very experienced models have these same experiences with more seasoned and experienced photographers. I don't know if you're familiar with the Marcus Hyde thing that happened online. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening to this, please Google Marcus Hyde right now. If you don't know who Marcus Hyde is, Marcus Hyde is a photographer who started out in Orlando, Florida, and then he moved to LA. He got really big with celebrities like Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, and was shooting for them continuously. You know, like that was the clientele he had built up for himself. Marcus Hyde was a predator. He was a predator. Mm-hmm. If models wanted to shoot with Marcus, he would say, you know, you have to send me naked photos of yourself before I shoot with you. And if you don't want to send me naked photos, then I'm not going to shoot with you. You should not have to send anybody naked photos of yourself. The photographer should be able to shoot you without seeing nude photos of you. They should be able to see your body of work, your portfolio, and say, this makes me want to shoot with this girl. They should not need to see your body nude in order to shoot with you. That is not appropriate. And that is a lot of what Marcus Hyde had done. A lot of models had came out and, you know, showed screenshots of messages, DMs about some of the comments he said, like kind of how you said, you know, mm-hmm. with the catcalling names and complimenting on body parts that are not necessary and completely unprofessional when you're in this industry. And so Marcus Hyde is a huge, huge example of behavior that happens in this industry. And he's also a huge example of a photographer that is established and well off and is still acting very perverted and engaging in very inappropriate activity, which is not okay. I do like the fact that the one girl who came out kickstarted the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many girls at that point came out and said, I had this experience too. Had it not been for that one girl that spoke up,
nobody would have known.
Nobody would have known. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Marcus Hyde's work is great. It's different. It has a look about itself. And you would think that, oh, he's professional. He has these clients. He's going to be a good guy. But the moment he, like, said something to the wrong girl, it was done.
It's all it takes, just one.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of us are like, yes, me too.
Yes.
That's that Me Too movement.
Me Too movement. And, you know, some people were, like, trying to create a negative stigma behind the Me Too movement. But it's mm-hmm. a thing. Me Too is a thing. After the Marcus Hyde thing had come out, there was another photographer, Tamur, T-A-M-U-R, if you're familiar with that person. For those of you who are not familiar with this person, I think his name is Tim something foreign. Based in New York, he shoots a lot of the Victoria's Secret models, Victoria's Secret fashion shows. I personally had an experience with this photographer. I came across his work. I sent him a message. I did not think he was going to message back because I was so new in the industry. And he was like, yeah, I'd love to shoot you. I'll pay for your flight to New York and you can even stay with me. And then he called me baby. One of those red flags.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, you take care of my flight? And you think these are good things. You're right. Like, oh my gosh, like this big photographer is going
to
come
to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like a dream come true. But then you have to listen to these little things. You can stay at my place. And then he calls me baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to bypass that like we do. I was like, oh, well, you know, I have a place to stay, but if you want to fly me in, like, that'd be cool. And then he's like, no, you know, like, I have a really big bed. Like, you're free to stay with me. You can even sleep in the same bed with me. Any of those things are red flags. But me being the person that I was and wanting to pursue this industry, I was like, well, let's see it, you know, let's see what happens. And I just tried to maneuver around these advances, what we do.
Right,
we just
right.
try to maneuver around these advances.
Hope it goes away.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to go away.
No.
His intent was to have sex with me. You know, and so had I let him fly me to New York, I would have had a really similar situation to some of the situations that happen out here. And I decided to not go to New York and shoot with him, even though he shoots all the Victoria's Secret models and, you know, has this, like, high-end clientele and fashion look. And he might have had networks and he might have had the connections, but sacrificing myself, and especially as I had become more aware of the predators that are out there, more aware of myself, I had gained that strength. You have to have strength in this industry because it's so easy to be weak. And I hate using the term weak, but it is. It is so easy to be weak and to give into these like situations. And it is so hard to be strong. But once you gain that strength, like my friend here, my anonymous friend here, once you gain that strength and you get it in you to say no for the first time, after that, it's over.
You like, feel so powerful.
You do. You're in charge. Mm-hmm. Like, you are in charge. And for a long time, I wasn't in charge. For a long time, the photographers were in charge. And if at any point today I connect with a photographer and I feel like I'm not in charge, I'm not doing it. And it's not being in charge in the sense of I have to control the entire shoot. It's me being in charge of my comfort, me being in control of my body, me being in charge of the images I want to project out there. There's a photographer who I love, I adore. We're really close. He shot me nude before when I was in the middle stages of like comfortable and uncomfortable, smack dab in the middle of like, okay, this is all right. He's not perverted. He does flirt, but it's safe flirting. It was not, this makes me extremely uncomfortable, but you could have left that unsaid kind mm-hmm. of thing. But at the end of the day, very nice guy. He's never inappropriately done anything. But I won't shoot with him. I won't shoot with him anymore because he only wants to shoot me topless. He will not shoot with me unless I shoot topless. Granted, that's his body of work. That's what he does. But I know he's capable of doing so much more because he has a photo or two where the girl is in clothing. Whether it's a swimsuit or something, her body parts are covered up. And I would prefer to shoot that. But because those shots are so far in between all of the nude shoots, it's something that he does very scarcely. So he has no interest in shooting me unless I'm shooting nude or topless. I just won't shoot with you. You can have the 300,000 followers on two pages. You can have the great body of work. You can have the likes, the numbers. But if I don't feel comfortable doing something, I am no longer doing it. And that is where I want all of you guys to be. Like, if you're not comfortable doing something, even if you have a relationship with this photographer, even if you like their body of work, even if you have the numbers, it's not worth the feeling you're gonna get when you do something you don't wanna do. We have to get out of the habit of doing things that make us uncomfortable. And this is not like, oh, I have a photo shoot and they want to put this crazy makeup on me. That's a different uncomfortable level. That's a different comfort level. We're talking about your body. We're talking about your sex parts. We're talking about your spirit. You know, you want to be safe. You want to be comfortable. And do not compromise that for the sake of a picture. There are so many photographers out here. If you have to get out of your city, if you have to get out of your state to get the right person to shoot you the way you want to get shot, do that. You have so much time out here. Please take the time to get the content you want without sacrificing your body and your vagina. It's not worth it.
Your safety is much more important.
It's so much more important, guys. It's so much more important. I really just want to reiterate, guys, that it doesn't matter if you're a newer model working with a newer photographer, or if you're an experienced model like myself, or like some of the models that are out in New York who are contracted with the larger agencies, with the brands like Chanel and all these things, and you know, in their resume, they still experience things that we do. We still experience these same concepts of photographers being inappropriate. We still, you know, come in contact with people who truly only have an interest in having sex with you. I hate to say it, but I feel like sometimes some photographers get in the industry just to meet women.
Oh, they definitely do.
And it's frustrating because you don't know that. You don't know that until you meet with this person and you realize, oh man, your body looks good. Your ass looks good. Oh man, mm-hmm. you look good enough. Do that. Do that. Do that again. It's unnecessary. But a lot of times, sometimes, you know, guys with cameras, which is what people call them, GWC, guys with cameras, are really out here to just meet women and sometimes to take advantage of women. And you have to be careful. You really have to be careful. Don't sacrifice yourself. It's not worth it. I remember I had a situation where a photographer wanted to shoot with me, and he had traveled to Atlanta and you know, reached out to shoot. And we had a hard time finding time to schedule a shoot during the day. And I am not against shooting in hotels or things like that. I'm not against that. I am, however, against it if you're trying to shoot at a motel that's 50 minutes from where I live at 8 p.m. at night. And I don't know you.
Yeah,
and I haven't met you in person. That's a red flag. Even if you're trying to pay me, that's a red flag. Like my red flag comfort zone was like, you alone in a motel an hour from where you live with a man you don't know. No. At the end of the day, it's still a person you don't know. Yes, they're a photographer. Yes, you're a model. Sure. Quote unquote, this is what we do because I shoot. I shoot with I can name drop Aaron, Underground NYC. Aaron's a great photographer I know out of New York. We shoot in hotels all the time, but I got comfortable with Aaron. I've known Aaron for maybe 3 years at this point, and it took time. And I was in charge. I was in charge of every shoot that I've done with Aaron, so I don't mind shooting in a hotel with Aaron. But when it comes to people that you meet online, on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever these people contact you from and they're trying to pay you a rate, and sure, you want to make money. That's what we want to do. Do not compromise your safety for the sake of money. Don't compromise your safety for the sake of a photo. It's not worth that. It's really not worth it. And I really want you guys to be strong and understand that, you know, you have support out there. I tell everybody who I meet, you know, if you have any problems or if you're in the middle of a shoot and you're not comfortable with what's going on, you can reach out to me. Let me find my number. Let me find this number because I want you guys to know that, like, I'm so serious. Like, if you ever find yourself in an uncomfortable position with the photographer, please step away from that photographer. Just say, hey, I have to go to the bathroom. Take your phone with you real quick. Send me a stop sign or like anything that brings attention, something that says like, I need help, a stop sign or like anything, just whatever is a close, or just type help, whatever you need, to the number 404-850-5357. I will call you from my personal phone number and I will stay on the phone with you and act like I am giving birth. I will act like I just got in a car wreck and that you are my best friend and I need you here to support me. And you will walk out that bathroom on your phone with me as you tell this photographer, I have an emergency and I have to go. I would rather you be safe than to force yourself to have sex with somebody you don't want to have sex with. I would rather you be safe than for some man to have photos of you in a vulnerable state and you don't know what's going on with those photos. I would much rather you be safe, okay? So if you're listening, please understand that, like, I am here for you, for those that listen to this, for those who are just tuning in now. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've had very similar experiences with, you know, people that are new, people that are old, and I understand what you guys are going through. And I say that to let you know that I'm here. All right, so before I let my guest go, I just want to let you guys know that she is phenomenal. First of all, to be able to come on this platform with the 1,300 listeners that I have so far. Hopefully they grow more this year, which is on me, not you guys. Anyway, back to her. She's phenomenal. She is doing a runway show right now. And when she is on this runway, I forget that I know this person because she looks so fierce, so strong, so powerful, so like just inspirational. Like it was fire. And I don't even use that word, but she looked fire. And I just really want to thank you for coming on this podcast and being vulnerable and sharing your story because I know how hard it can be. And some people aren't very like public about their experiences, which is why they go unknown. Like we were talking about, the Marcus Hyde thing it wouldn't have come out had the one girl not said anything. And so I really appreciate you coming on here and talking about your story, sharing your experiences and your thoughts. And they're valuable. And I value you. I value what you said. And I'm super thankful. But I know you gotta go because you have show stuff because this is the last day of Fashion Week. Is there any last thing you want to say to the listeners out there that you want to get off your chest or just final like words of encouragement, whatever you want to say?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on here. It was definitely a new experience.
No problem.
I don't know. I guess I just want to say just for the whole gist of it, be safe out there and trust your gut definitely because it's never wrong. Mm-hmm. And if it is wrong, I would rather you miss out on that opportunity than be in an unsafe, uncomfortable position. Yeah. And just to remind you that you don't have to do things you don't want to do to be successful. And just stick to your path, stick to what you want, and don't let anybody move you from that path.
You're awesome. You're amazing. Thank you so much. At some point, I say this every podcast, I'm going to get like the clapping sound to where like you edit it and it's like, tears and applause. Yeah. But until then, I just have to just do it manually. But thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. You're beautiful. You're talented. Your experiences that you have do not define you.
Right.
What I see is so powerful. Like even as you left the show yesterday and you had on like all your gear, like you just look like a model. You exude model. I just need you to know that. Like seriously, you exude high-end fashion model. So next time I have time to go to New York, like, I'm taking you with me, and we're just gonna do some kick-ass stuff in New York, because you deserve that.
I definitely never thought I'd make it where I am, so.
You're a badass, and I mean that. So thank you again for being on here, and I will see you tonight.
Yeah.
You know, this industry is not for the weak-hearted. It's not. It's an industry where you hear a lot of no's. It's an industry where you're challenged. It's an industry where, you know, you have to have a really strong backbone. And sometimes, you know, it can be hard depending on the experiences you've had in the past. It can really shape how you move throughout this industry. And my guest, you know, some of her experiences didn't allow her to have the strength that she needed to have to avoid some of the situations. You know, I think one of the biggest burdens that can weigh on us as models is if you ever have sex with a photographer because you were coerced into doing it. You know, that's not how this industry should be ran, guys. Like, it's not okay. And, you know, I've shot nude myself, you know, and as you guys, you know, watch me grow in the industry, and if you've seen me, you know, the last couple of years, you'll see that my photos have become a lot less sexual. And not sexual in the aspect of, you know, like mimicking pornography or anything like that, but in the way of the kind of content I put out there. You know, my guest mentioned earlier how you think you have to be super sexy to grow a following, which it works for a lot of people. Sex sells. That's being honest. Sex sells. And it definitely can help you get the numbers, but it's not necessary. There are thousands of women and models who have high followings who don't have any nude photos or any photos of them, even in swimwear. I know some really strong women who have Muslim backgrounds who, you know, that part of their culture is not showing skin. And so I see a bunch of women online who have, you know, 100,000, 200,000, et cetera, followers, and they're not even in a swimsuit, you know? So that just goes to show you that you do not need to be naked or half naked in order to gain a following. On the flip side, I love being sexy. I love my body. I'm comfortable with myself now. I hate my feet. That's the me thing. But I love being sexy. But I want to be sexy when I want to be sexy. You know, I don't want a photographer reaching out to me to only shoot sexy. I want to shoot what I want to shoot, you know. And I get that they're going to have a concept that they want to do, for sure. But it is up to me to agree or to not agree to do the shoot. And as of lately, I don't feel like being that sexy person all the time. I want to be me. Sure, I'll throw a video of me dancing in a bikini and moving around, because that's me on a day-to-day basis. I'm literally always dancing, you know, and nobody's making me do that. I'm doing that for myself because that's just what I do. But, you know, I won't shoot topless if I don't want to shoot topless. I won't shoot nude if I don't want to shoot nude. I've really gotten to a point in my life where it's like, yes, you have great work. It's phenomenal. I know if I take this photo and I post it on social media, it's going to get the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 likes. I get that, you know, because sex sells. But that's not what I'm here to do anymore. I'm here to stand by my image. I'm here to know what my image is. And I am here to let people know that you don't have to have that as your basis in order to grow. You don't. You just have to be true to yourself. Get some dope content that you like. And keep it moving, guys. Definitely keep it moving. And, you know, ladies, I gave you that information earlier about, or even guys, you know, I'm not going to say it's just a female thing. You know, I'm so sure that some men have had some experiences that, you know, us women share as models as well. But again, please, you know, if you're ever in a situation where you need to get out of a mishap with the photographer, or you're needing to get out of an uncomfortable situation, please go to the bathroom. You know, just say, hey, you know, I have to go to the bathroom real quick. Just give me 1 second. You're allowed to go to the bathroom. You have to have the strength in order to interrupt this weird cycle and to say, hey, let me go to the bathroom real quick. Get that in your brain, okay? You have to have it in you to break whatever's going on in this moment to say, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Text me at 404-850-5357. And I will call you from my personal number, and you will stay on the phone with me until you are out of that uncomfortable situation with that photographer. If it is a matter of you needing to put me on hold when you're outside to call your boyfriend or to call an Uber, do that. I would much rather you be safe than to go through something you don't want to go through, and you don't have to go through. You know, it's not okay that we even have to have these conversations. We even have to have these moments where, you know, we talk about things like this. But the reality of it is that's the industry. That is the industry. And, you know, usually my podcasts are like fun and bubbly, but I wanted to talk about something serious because this is a thing. This is a thing. I've had photographers try to sleep with me. I have photographers that won't give me my photos because I haven't slept with them. That's a thing. It's a thing, guys. You know, but be careful with who you shoot with. And again, if you see those red flags, do not ignore any red flags. Don't ignore them. Just like you wouldn't or you should in a relationship. don't ignore them in your professional world either, you know, because that's just as valuable. And if you've had experiences that you're a little ashamed of, that's okay. And it is not your fault. You know, I get that, you know, you might not have been strong enough then to say no or to get out of it. But going forward, you got to work on that strength, love. You have to work on that strength because as you go through this industry, you don't know who you're going to run into. And I need you to be able to be strong. I need you to be able to be strong. It is important that you do, because if you remain in the same position when you're not able to say no, you're going to leave yourself in a lot of vulnerable, uncomfortable, and unwanted experiences. And you do not deserve that. You do not deserve that. My guest did not deserve that. The fact that she still keeps in contact with this photographer as a safety net is not okay. She should not have to do that, but I know why she does it. I'm so sorry that happened to her. She didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve the experiences I had. You did not deserve the experiences that you had. I really hope you guys enjoyed listening to this very serious public service announcement podcast, but it was needed to be said. Photographers can be predators. Not all photographers. There are plenty of photographers out there who are not predators. But there are some guys with cameras that are predators. There are celebrity photographers that can be predators. You have to be careful. You have to be safe. You have to be smart. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. This is Season 2, Episode 2. And thank you so much for listening. Say that.